And we have a special guest joining us by phone. Her name is Jennifer Patterson, and Jennifer is a regional artist. And good afternoon, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. A little bit cold, like you mentioned earlier, but otherwise good.
A little nippy out there. Who is Jennifer Patterson? Big question.
I am a regional artist. I live in Alvarado. I make jewelry based on quilt designs and travel around the country and sell my jewelry at different quilters' venues. Kind of fell into it.
Oh.
I was a stay-at-home mom, making sewing dolls, mm-hmm. trying to sell them at craft shows, local craft shows, making a little extra money. You know how it is when you're younger and have kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was introduced to this medium as a way to sculpt my dolls, sculpt their heads and their hands, which was very fascinating to me. It was something I just had to do. I started sculpting my figurines, and the material I work with comes in solid colors. And after a time, I decided that I wanted patterns. So I took a basic class in a technique called mille fiori, which means thousand flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I came home after that class and just started playing with it and was making up designs using squares and triangles, dressing my little figurines, going off to my craft shows. And the ladies at the craft shows told me that those designs had names, and then it was, can you make me an Ohio Star earrings or a log cabin pin?
Mm.
These are names of traditional quilt designs. And at the time, I wasn't a quilter. I didn't know that. And I started doing it. I started making jewelry and the quilt designs that they were asking for. And after about a year, I realized that this was taking off, and I started researching traditional quilt designs and doing them on purpose. And it's just grown from there. This started out about 20. Well, my youngest daughter was a year old, and she's now 23.
Wow. And it must be a real kick to have that feedback when people want certain designs and patterns from you.
Oh, yeah. It's great. If you're not a quilter, you don't know that there's thousands and thousands of quilt designs, and they all have names.
Oh, really? And how are the names chosen?
A lot of them are chosen by the design. For example, a bear paw looks like a bear paw.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are traditional, like the log cabin, which is basically an old traditional quilt block. Some of them were developed by quilters back in the 30s and the 20s and became favorite patterns. The snail's trails is one that was originally designed and sold in a magazine back in the, I think it was the 20s.
Okay.
In the newspaper. The ladies could cut them out of the newspaper and use the pattern to make their quilts.
So you're talking about a skill that's been around a while, and you're redefining it basically, right?
Yes, I'm using polymer clay, which is a man-made medium that comes in colors.
Mm-hmm.
And quilting is two-dimensional, whereas how I work is three-dimensional. I make my patterns in a long, call it a block or a tube, and then I can take slices, and each slice I take off is the same.
Now, you've been doing this for 20 years. You mentioned your family, and you were raising a family at the same time getting into this artwork. How many children did you raise?
Three
children, so you were busy.
Oh, yes.
Very busy around your artwork. All right, that's great. Is there a place where people can see your artwork, either online or in person?
They can see it on my website, which is quiltedinclay.com.
Would you spell that for us slowly?
It's quiltedinclay.
.com, quiltedinclay.com. How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council assisted you, Jennifer?
I actually was the recipient of two of their grants that allowed me to travel. Well, the first one took me to Gatlinburg, Tennessee for an advanced week of classes, basically, in polymer clay and how it works. And I got to network and meet other polymer clay artists. The second grant allowed me to go to another class to increase my skills and learn more about how polymer clay works and different ways it can be used. I have exhibited my work in some of their regional art exhibits,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice so that you get more exposure and people know who you are.
Well, once the word gets out, it's amazing how it reacts like popcorn in a way. People tell people, and it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
And so you display your artwork at various locations and venues?
Yes, I actually travel all over the country. I go to what are called quilters conferences or quilt shows. This past year, I went to 18 venues. I was in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Wow, this has really taken off, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. I'm actually on the road now about approximately 6 months of the year.
And it's fun.
Oh, yeah. It is. My husband works with me now.
Really?
And we travel in an RV.
Wow.
So we stop at various places to see the country as we're going from venue to venue.
Very, very interesting. Well, Jennifer, I wish we had more time to chat. Again, what is your website for your artwork and the displays you have online?
QuiltedInClay.com.
QuiltedInClay.com. My guest again, Jennifer Patterson from Alvarado, Minnesota, just north of East Grand Forks. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1, and best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jennifer Patterson from Alvarado. And to contact the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, you can do so in various ways. Their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, or you can contact them by phone. Their number is area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111.